There is rarely silence while walking. Hiking boots crunch through layers of leaves. Breath heaves on the uphill stretches. Backpacks gently but relentlessly creak as the weight shifts from shoulder to hip. Wind blows branches, rain pelts hoods. However, within this cacophony, the most consistent noise machine would have to be one's mind. It can go unnoticed, the noise a mind can make. While living in a loud, constantly changing environment like a city, the mental chatter you have with yourself nestles into the background sounds of everyday life. It disguises itself as to-do lists and reminders for events you've forgotten to write down. But while your legs are burning, feet gently sliding in the boggy soil, somehow found on every mountain on this island, your mind will keep talking to you. It builds elaborate plans for when the walking ends, or maybe dissects the language used on a single sign many miles back. And then I look up, panting with shaking knees. The photo forms in front of me, and my hands automatically unclip the camera from where it's latched as I walk. Camera is raised to eye, and for that moment, there is silence. Hello, my name is Ellie Berry. I am a visual artist and researcher from Ireland. This audio paper is designed to be listened to while walking, or at the very least, with the idea of walking in your head. I myself have made it to my local forest park, a place full of calling birds, quick-footed deer, and walkers like myself. The trees here are a mix. A few of the Sitka spruce that Ireland grows for commercial forestry, some of the beautiful, towering Scots pine, and a myriad of deciduous oaks, beech, sycamores, and ash. The walks through this forest are old. The trails a palimpsest of old stones, new gravel, twisting roots, and fallen leaves. Looking closer to these features, I can see the old stones have been worn smooth from the passage of many feet. The knotted roots on the surface create a woven tapestry that spills away from me. There are leaves on the ground from varying species, and moss grows in the periphery. As I go to step forwards, I wonder, what is the most durable ground to walk on? Each person who walks through here might decide on a different option. Smooth rocks are hard and long-lasting. The roots are stable and strong. The leaves are transient and are already in the process of breaking down. Or someone might not focus on the trail surface at all, but stay as centered as possible to the trail, so that the trail doesn't widen and cause any impact on fragile ecosystems nearby. Whether you're walking through a forest like mine, or busy city streets, what surface we are choosing to place our feet on is one small, subconscious act that, even just for today, I might strive to make conscious. In Leave No Trace, there are 7 principles. Plan ahead and prepare. Travel and camp on durable ground. Leave what you find. Be considerate of others. Respect farm animals and wildlife. Dispose of waste properly. And minimize the effects of fire. These are called principles and not rules, because they are invitations to think. As I step forwards, I choose to walk on the old stones, for their durability, for the connection I feel to the history, and for the fun of having to take slightly larger steps to walk between them, experiencing a childlike joy at the fun. Experiencing this joy is paramount to my experience of Leave No Trace, and of my outdoor spaces. My smooth stones start to peter out as the trail widens slightly, and I follow the steep slope down to the left, walking out to the very old pier wall. The lake I have become part of is so still, the islands further out casting perfect mirrors of themselves on the glassy water. Taking a deep breath, I turn my face towards the sky. Do I tell you the name exactly of where I am walking? Or do I keep this quiet corner to myself? In order for others to fall in love with our outdoor environments, they too have to experience them and go through the process of learning how they want to move outdoors. By sharing my area and my experiences, I'm possibly helping others to have the same joy that I do outside, and also learn how important it is to care for it. I turn around and walk back to the trail, meandering with the flow of the path. I find rubbish here from time to time. Today, it's an old drinks can and a banana peel. Litter often leads to more litter, so as often as I can, I pick it up. Sometimes feeling buoyant that I've done a good deed, other times grumbling to myself as I squelch through the mud. The can that I shake some questionable coloured liquid from looks relatively fresh. If this can was to try and break down via natural processes, it would take around 500 years to disappear. As I shimmy over to the banana skin, I twist its flailing arms and drop it into the bag. Because of our wet, cold climate in Ireland, a banana skin can take 2 years to break down. Surprising, but true, of this firm favourite walking snack. In general, it's estimated that in the Irish climate, a takeaway coffee cup and lid takes 250 years to break down. Metals, such as cans or old trolleys, vary depending on the size and what metals are used, but are usually within the range of 500 to 550 years. As usual, when living on the west coast of Ireland, rain starts to drip down through the tree canopy above me, and I make the turn back towards my car, smiling once more as I consider my unofficial game of stone hopscotch. It reminds me of the game I used to play as a child when moving through city streets and trying to avoid stepping on the cracks of pavement. But enough of all that. The rain increases and I make it back to my car, relieved that I have made it without getting too wet and feeling reconnected and rested from my time outdoors. Thank you for listening to this short audio paper. The reflections in this are based on my research paper for the Walking as a Question Conference 2021. You can find the written paper and more info about my art and research on ellieberry.com. You can find me on Instagram at berrymakes. The opening to this piece is an excerpt from There Is Rarely Silence While Walking, 2018. And to learn more about Leave No Trace, visit leavenotraceireland.org.